Labor Talk host and Roman correspondent Willie Terry has been attending the Poor People's Campaign's 40 Days of Moral and Direct Action protest rallies in downtown Albany every Monday. They're calling for significant changes to address systematic racism, poverty, ecological devastation, and the war economy. He interviewed organizers and supporters Claudia De La Cruz, Gigi Andrew, Kim Dorsey, and Jamaica Miles about the campaign.
My name is Claudia De La Cruz. I am from the Popular Education Project and also the New York State Chair for the Poor People's Campaign and National Call for Mural Revival.
And what motivated you to get involved in this campaign?
Well, I'm originally from the South Bronx, and the South Bronx is one of the poorest congressional districts in the United States. Growing up, there's a lot of narratives and a lot of talk that teaches us to be ashamed of being poor, as if being poor is a condition we created. And I think what the campaign is trying to do is shift that understanding that poor people aren't poor by coincidence, and they aren't poor because we create the condition of poverty, rather because there are systems that create the condition of poverty and force us to live in conditions that are inhumane, not only here in this country but across the world.
And where do you see this movement going in the next 40 days?
I think that in the next 40 days, what we are attempting to do in this phase of the campaign is building unity amongst people who often don't get to be together. I think that there is a process by which the systems continue to live and breathe and exploit and kill people, whether it is through policies, whether it is through institutions. And part of them being able to do that is keeping us apart from each other. And so in this phase of the campaign, we're trying to build unity amongst those who are most impacted across the states. And I think that if we're able to accomplish these 6 weeks of coordinated and sustained action, we've won. Because not only are we developing infrastructure and spaces where folks are able to meet each other statewide and regionally, but folks are able to see that they're not alone in building struggle. And that's like the initial stage or the initial point that kind of lights up the match in folks to understand that a movement is possible. And so I think that the possibilities are in how successful we are in understanding that we are the majority of people. And when I say we, the poor, the dispossessed, those who are exploited by systems of oppression.
And what are the plans for today?
Well, today we will be marching towards the Capitol, and we will have a rally. There will be speakers, there will be some singing, and then there will be a direct action that will happen later on this afternoon in coordination with the other 39 states that are engaged in the campaign.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hi, my name is Gigi.
And Gigi, what motivates you to come out to this 40-day fast put on, I mean 40-day campaign put on by the poor people?
Because a lot of people in America right now are working and they're poor. They're working, but they still can't make ends meet. Working, but can't afford a roof over their head. I'm one of those people that's working, but poor. Working, but still can't afford a roof over my head. And they are challenging the system of poverty. So I felt like it was important for me to come out here and be a part of this.
And Gigi, you said you're part of an organization. So what organization you're part of and what do they do?
My organization is called Vocal New York, Voices of Community Activists or Leaders. We are an organization that fight for social and economic power for low-income New Yorkers that's impacted by HIV/AIDS, mass incarceration, homelessness, and the drug war.
Okay. And Gigi, where do you think this whole campaign is going to go during these 40 days?
I think it's going to take America by storm because it's going to wake up a lot of people, a lot of our politicians, a lot of our elected officials are going to see that people are tired. They're tired of working and being poor. They're tired of militarism, all the money that's going to war. But yet your country is struggling and people are living in squalor and you're not doing anything about it. So I think it's going to take America by storm. It's going to go far. Where Martin Luther King left off, we're going to pick it up and continue this walk.
Do you have anything that you want to say in reference to this whole campaign?
I think it's a beautiful thing that Reverend William Barber and Reverend Liz Theo Harris decided to pick up the baton from Martin Luther King and resurrected the Poor People's Campaign, because we need people that's going to be the forefront of our struggles to expose the coldness of America's heart. To be living in a country this rich and to have so many people poor, it's a sin.
All right. Thank you, Gigi. So, Andrew, tell me something about yourself.
Oh, well, my name is Andrew. I work as a program director at the Center for Self-Advocacy in Buffalo, New York. We work to support people with disabilities and living independently in the community, and really building a community of people that support one another and cares for one another so that we can live better, richer lives.
Okay. Andrews, what motivated you to get involved in this particular struggle here?
Well, people with disabilities are disproportionately affected by poverty, and people in poverty are disproportionately affected by disability. And so what that translates to in real terms is that in a disability community, you have unemployment near 70%, and that's been persistent for decades. You've got a poverty rate that's roughly twice that of the general population. And it's not because we're disabled, it's because there's a failure to invest in the things that disabled people, and all people really, need to live decent, full lives, and that includes accessible, affordable public transportation, access to jobs that we can do so that we can be valued for what we can do and not judged and oppressed for what we can't do, a decent income. I mean, some people that can't work depend on a SSI or a disability income, and it's just not enough. And if they do try to get a job, they risk losing some of their benefits and supports. And people also with disabilities need support in their home to get up, get dressed, get to work sometimes. And if they don't have enough support there, they're going to be stuck at home. So a lot of things have to change for people with disabilities to be able to live in the community.
So, Andrews, this is a 40-day campaign. How do you feel at the end of 40 days, what will happen with this campaign?
Well, I'm excited that it will continue, because this is different than any movement I've been involved in so far, in that it's everybody coming together from different perspectives, different walks of lives, all realizing that we face similar challenges. And so we're not just kind of different interest groups, you know, and I think that's going to be powerful. I think that's going to be different than what we've seen sometimes in the past, where you have people not really coming together but having their own separate agendas.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. How you doing?
Hello.
Tell me something about yourself.
Hello. My name is Kim Lee Dorsey. I'm an advocate. I'm an intersex woman traveling a transgender journey, but I came into this work as just an advocate helping the people. I started Poor People's with the Poor People's Campaign because I believe that we are all united as people, so why not unite and fight our causes together instead of segregating each other as the world has done to our people. I figured come together, get the same message out. I'm born and raised here. I started advocacy about maybe 20 years ago when I started my program right here in Albany. Mm-hmm. This program is called STYLE, Self-Turnaround of Your Living Environment, where we teach people to be their own advocates, to be their own voices, not to look for the system to tell them who they are, how they should live, but to be an advocate to orchestrate their direction. So, been working at that, and so far just trying to work on a 501 to get it up and running to help the people. And then I came across Barbara and the People's Campaign, and I just love the whole idea of it. So that's what got me in it.
Well, you went into my question that I was going to ask you. What motivated you to get involved in this particular campaign?
Yes, because the Poor People's Campaign spoke to, again, just the disenfranchised, and being an African-American, Native American, trans woman of experience, that's me, you know. And so I felt, okay, well, let's unify with a group that I can recognize with, as for opposed to being trying to fight the system to say I'm this, I'm that, which I'm already knowing. I'm a human being. God gave me rights to be here. And so I figured Poor People Campaign was just a campaign that unified everyone as people first.
Now, what do you think will be the outcome of this campaign after 40 days? Do you think it would have some type of impact?
Well, hopefully, you know, as I just said when I gave the speech, it's not just about the 40 days that we're starting this nonviolent movement, but an awareness that we as people have a voice louder than we think we do. You know, I mean, back in Martin Luther King, when he started Poor People's Campaign, it was just that, to give people their voice. So if nothing else, I would like everyone to walk away with today knowing you have a voice. If you're breathing and you can hear this, you matter. So get involved.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, how you doing,
Jamaica? I'm good.
Jamaica, tell me something about yourself.
So my name is Jamaica Miles. I'm a mother of four. I live in Schenectady, New York. And I believe that fighting for social justice is something everyone should do.
And Jamaica, what motivated you to get involved in this particular struggle here?
So I'm the lead organizer for Citizen Action of New York, and we're a grassroots organization that fights for social, racial, economic, and environmental justice. So it made complete sense to join a national campaign that is involved in that same fight.
Okay. And at the end of this 40-day campaign, what do y'all expect?
We expect that the entire nation is going to see an additional groundswell of individuals coming together across barriers, across lines, and demanding justice for everyone and holding our elected officials accountable.
And I know you say you're part of the national campaign, so I want to ask you this last question. Is there anything that you want to say to the audience that listen to our radio that might motivate them to become involved?
I would want to make sure that everyone knows that this is a campaign for everyone. This is about bringing together people from across the country, across individual areas, across the state, to stand together united and say that people are more important than profits. That we're going to fight poverty, not the poor. We're not going to blame people for the institutions and systems that continue to oppress every single day. And we need your voice. Come join us.
Thank you, Jamaica. All right.
That was WOOC's roaming labor correspondent, Willie Terry, at the Poor People's Campaign's 40 Days of Moral and Direct Action.